the friend who said, I. A certain man knocked at his friend's door. His friend asked, who is there? He answered, I. Be gone, said his friend, it's too soon. At my table there's no place for the roe. How shall the raw one be cooked but in the fire of absence? What else will deliver him from hypocrisy? He turned sadly away, and for a whole year the flames of separation consumed him. Then he came back and again paced to and fro beside the house of his friend. He knocked at the door with 100 fears and reverences, lest any disrespectful word might escape from his lips. Who is there? Cried his friend. He answered, thou, O charmer of all hearts. Now, said the friend, since thou art I, come in. There is no room for two eyes in this house. The double end of thread is not for the needle. Inasmuch as thou art single, enter the needle. 'Tis the thread that enters the needle. The needle's eye will not admit the camel. How shall the camel be fine down save by the shears of asceticism? But that, O reader, requires the hand of God, which is the be and it was of every impossibility. Even non-existence, though more dead than the dead, must hearken when he calls it into being. Recite the text. Every day he is engaged in some affair. Do not deem him idle and inactive. His least act every day is that he dispatches 3 armies. One army from the loins of the fathers towards the mothers, in order that the plant may grow in the womb. One army from the wombs to the earth, that the world may be filled with male and female. One army from the earth to what lies beyond death, that everyone may behold the beauty of good works. The friend who said, I, Mathnawi 1:3056. Mystical union involves a transformation of the lover's personality into that of the beloved. The mystic becomes single when he ceases to be conscious of himself as an alter ego beside God, who is the only real ego. Unbelievers will not enter paradise till the camel passes through the needle's eye. Quran 7:38. Reference, St. Matthew 29, page 24. The eternal nature is symbolized by a thorn-eating camel. Quran 55:29.